Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so Matt Evans of Channel 9 is going to join us coming up at 8.
8 o'clock this morning.
8 o'clock
yes,
today.
8 o'clock today.
Out there, bird dog in the Kansas legislature.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Here's his tweet. Not our tweet. Not something we've said out loud. Well, we have said it out loud, but
I've been telling you this for a long time.
But you, some of you need it from something else.
Right.
So, newsman, Matt Evans. Happening now. Kansas legislature making a play for the Chiefs and Royals.
The Kansas Chiefs.
The conference champions. Committee on Senate and House Commerce meeting right now, taking up a bill to create a, quote, major professional sports star bond district.
It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas Royals.
House Committee Chair Representative Sean Tarwater says this bill puts Kansas in a position to, quote, scoop and score. Which is great.
Yep.
Says the bill limits it to two teams and sends a message to professional teams that Kansas is ready to negotiate. Okay. His thread goes on. Kansas House and Senate chambers are now both working on other issues. Conference committee hasn't resumed yet. I haven't seen the bill, but a couple of notes on the proposal. 100% financing through star bonds up to 30 years for up to two teams with more than 30,000 seat stadiums. That's huge.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
I'm told
Did
what
you
that
just
means.
Hear that?
I'm told what that means is the owners won't have to put in a dime.
100% financing for up to 30 years for up to two teams, not one, two teams.
Two teams.
They could be going for them both.
Right, and it could happen as soon as today.
What?
Because the legislative session ends tonight in Kansas, and then if they don't get it done today, then they've got to wait till January because that's how it works. So the legislative session ends today. I'm being told by some folks that there is a rush to get this done. They expect this to pass both House and the Senate today and go into law. Matt Evans did add on X, this deal has an expiration date of June 2025. It would also include the NBA or NHL teams in the proposal. Sounds like there may be appetite to support to send the proposal to the governor's desk tonight. The session officially ends midnight tomorrow, so time is short.
Wow. Representative Sean Tarwater.
And what do you say to Missouri voters who are hoping for a better deal who voted this down?
Thanks.
Oh, damn.
The Kansas Chiefs champions.
Look, I'm going to go back to a specific date,
wow.
Josh.
Wow.
I'm going to go back to
Not
February.
One, but two.
Right.
putting in place a measure to possibly finance two teams.
The date was February 26th, 2024. I took the air that day, right? I took the air that day and broke the news that if this thing in Jackson County didn't pass, there were other municipalities waiting with better offers for financing on the table.
2024.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said three.
Did I say three? No, 2024.
I was too busy. I was trying to queue up the way back.
Yeah, you're doing the way back machine.
Thing, so maybe I missed.
So February 26, 2024, basically 2 months ago, I said and broke the news that if this thing in Jackson County does fail, that there are other municipalities out there with better funding in place for both the Royals and Chiefs. And people looked at me like I was nuts and said I was crazy and I was fear-mongering and I was lying and I was making things up. We are a mere, 18 hours away from finding out if these star bonds go into law in Kansas.
And they're ready.
And they're ready to go. Oof. Both, I am told there's an appetite on both the House and the Senate to get this done. They want it to happen. Both partisanship, Republican, Democrat, however you look at partisanship in this country, both agree that it needs to get done. When was the last time you saw Democrats and Republicans agree on anything in any state, in any legislature, anywhere in the world? And it looks like in Kansas, they've got the appetite to get this done, to get these star bonds done. And meanwhile, Clark Hunt and John Sherman are sitting back and going, we gave Jackson County the opportunity. And they can feel good about walking away from Jackson County and the state of Missouri if this goes through, because they gave Missouri and Jackson County the first right of refusal. Jackson County vetoed this. And then you got Frank White out there yesterday. I mean, this, you talk about clueless. Frank White yesterday said, we're just waiting for the right opportunity. It's just been a few weeks, so we just give it a little time. Everyone has to take time to reassess where they are, and I don't think that process can be rushed. Mayor L has said that he wants the Chiefs to stay at Arrowhead. So that's your leadership, Missouri. Meanwhile, Kansas is going, I tell you, by the end of the month, we're ready to go.
Better hurry.
We're ready to
My
go.
My goodness. Anyway, Matt Evans of Channel 9 will join us coming up at 8 o'clock with more on the developments going on in Kansas.
Kansas Chiefs.
Stuff
champions.
Moved yesterday.
I mean, moved fast yesterday. Right. Somebody said to me yesterday, they go, I'm surprised it took this long. I'm like, it literally just ended. The vote was at the beginning of the month. And then Kansas was trying to figure out the tax rate or whatever they were doing yesterday with how to balance the budget or something important. And then they finally got to this, and it looks like it's just going to be a rubber stamp. And, Laura Kelly's right. Have they talked to us? No, they got to get their S in order first. Kansas got their S in order. Yeah. Well, now it's time. Here, you guys want 100% financing for 30 years?
Yikes.
You guys good with that? Both of you? Good? You both want to come over here? Okay, cool.
Now, I got a question for you, because I know you're playing that audio. I know it's more because it's about the Kansas, but do you think they would change from Kansas City to just Kansas?
Yeah, it's going
to
be the Wyandotte County Chiefs and the Johnson County Royals. No, of course not.
Well, you know how people would act.
What should their names be? 913-586-7610. When they move the franchises, they have to change the names. You finally get rid of Chiefs.
From the 785 joke, how do you tell the difference between Kansas and Missouri? You're supposed to say how.
Oh, how?
Find the Chiefs and Royals.
Wow.
Hey-o!
Wow, jeez. It's, yeah.
From the 816, again, man, F Kansas. What are you saying that for? Kansas is stepping up to save both teams from moving to Portland and Nashville.
Their follow-up was LOL.
Okay.
It's, wow. Wow.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.